This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear respected brothers and sisters, we're coming to the end of this program for tonight, and inshallah, we end with a dua as usual. And today's dua that I've chosen for you is related also to seeking refuge from the shaitan and his tricks. And this dua is a dua that the Prophet ﷺ taught Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He said, قل اللهم فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الغيب والشهادة رب كل شيء ومليكه أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أعوذ بك من شر نفسي ومن شر الشيطان وشركه. To say Allah, O Allah, the one who has created the heavens and the earth, the one who has the knowledge of the unseen and that which is seen, that which is present, the one who is the Lord of everything and the owner of everything and the supreme governor and sovereign of all things, I seek refuge of you from the badness within myself, and I seek refuge of you from the evil of the shaitan and his association. And that dua is beautiful because in many ways it is teaching us an important lesson towards the end, which I'll mention. But first of all, it starts by announcing and proclaiming the qualities of Allah, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth, submitting to the reality that Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth, that He knows everything. He knows all that is unseen, all that is concealed, all that is hidden. He knows all that is apparent, all that is shown, all that is clear. So He is aware, He knows, has knowledge of everything. And He is the Lord of all things, and He is the King and the supreme sovereign of all things, subhanahu. There's an acknowledgement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. And it's beautiful when you make dua to acknowledge, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that you praise Him and glorify Him and magnify Him. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Then the beautiful lesson here is teaching you to seek refuge. Now, yes, we're used to saying a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, but this dua, as the Prophet said, to taught, is to seek refuge of the shirk within the badness within yourself first. And this is an important lesson that we learn from Ramadan as well. Because the shayateen are locked up, then any badness that comes out, any wrongdoings that you are doing, is related to your nafs primarily. There's a badness within you which you have to get rid of and control. So you are seeking refuge of Allah from sharri nafsi, wa min sharri shaytan wa min shirki, and then followed by the badness of the shaytan and all that he tries to associate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a beautiful dua to learn. Another one of those dua that I hope you are learning and making use of. Du'as are great weapons for the believers. And if a person understands what they're saying, coupled with the intention, coupled with the right attitude, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer bi'idhnillah ta'ala. So we end the program today, and we will inshallah make our dua to end this night inshallah ta'ala.